Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
All right, so I want to take this outdoor report and talk to you ice fishermen that like to chase trout. There's a lot of ice fishermen that really get frustrated trying to catch trout through the ice, and they give up. And I was talking to a friend of mine. His name is Tony, and he does a lot of ice fishing, especially this time of year. He likes the January ice. Things get a little bit tough, but if you know the right trout lakes, obviously they have to be open. Remember, check your regulations because there are a lot of lakes that close. They're not open except during trout season. But there are a handful of lakes out there that you can still ice fish. And he really does do a lot of traveling on the weekends. He likes to hit certain lakes at certain weekends. And that's really what his focus is in the wintertime, is ice fishing for trout. Whether it's splake, lake trout, brook trout, rainbows, he's after them. And this is his tip to pass along to everyone else. And this falls right in line with, actually, as a fly fisherman, this is good information as well. And the thing is most people don't realize that trout, especially in very clear water, which is usually where you find them, trout typically are very line shy. The first tip, he said, is understand that fluorocarbon is a tremendous asset to you when you're chasing trout. However, there are certain times when fluorocarbon is just not going to cut it because it tends to be fragile. It tends to break fairly easily compared to regular monofilament line. Fluorocarbon is not abrasion resistant. In that case, if you are breaking off fish, then you might want to do what's called mudding your line. Okay, and mudding your line is something that I've used for years when fly fishing. Now, when you fish for trout, you need to understand that you can't go out there with 6-pound line and expect to have the success that somebody who is willing to really take the time to tie a tippet on to fish with less than 3-pound tippet, 2- and 3-pound tippet. That's the section, a leader, if you will. You could call it that, and you'll find you'll have a lot more success hooking fish with smaller line diameter, smaller pound test, at least in that 2 feet by the lure, okay? You need to understand also, you probably don't want to run 2-pound line all the way onto your reel because, let's face it, it does touch the side of the hole where you drill through the ice, and it just isn't meant to be drug across the ice. It's too thin. So decide if you want to get a little spool of fluorocarbon or a little spool of 2-pound test. Learn how to tie a blood knot. That's the strongest knot that's simple and fast you can use for tying on a tippet or a leader. Same one that we use for fly fishing. And fluorocarbon works really well. Just know that it's not abrasion resistant compared to regular monofilament. And what do I mean by mudding your line? Literally, you can actually buy it in little tiny containers. And it looks like clay, basically. And you just take a little pinch of it and you rub it up and down your line. And it takes the sheen off. It takes the shine off of the line. You don't want it to color the line necessarily. It's literally just to scratch it very minutely so there's not that shine on the line itself. It's amazing how picky trout can get. So just a tip for you, and I thank Tony, really good ice fisherman for trout. Thank him for passing that along and bringing that to our attention here on the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back after a short break. The latest release from Sugarland. And, of course, we got one more look at the weather, news, and the Outlaw Cut, a very special dedication for the Outlaw Cut today. Stick around. The Outdoor Show continues in a moment right here on Fox 103.